This is Frank Jagg from Sensibly Cynical, and we're here talking about the next round of the playoffs, the divisional round. I want to apologize ahead of time for Sean's awful voice. He partied a little bit too much on his birthday, and he's officially older than the original Sin, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But, all right, let's get to it. What's the Saturday at, was it 3:35, Falcons and Eagles on NBC?
That's the first game.
Yeah, okay. I went back and forth on this, but I think I'm going to stick with, I think I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, they're at home, and Nick Foles is, you know, you kind of sold me on him. I wasn't keen on him first, but he's, I know he's been shaky lately, but the fact of the matter is that I just don't trust the Falcons on the road.
You know, the Falcons are a good team. I mean, there's no way to put it, but the Eagles are also a good team. And I don't know why I got love for Foles. I really believe in the guy, you know. I really think he is a true starter in the NFL, and I don't think he's much of a drop-off from Wentz. He might not have the stats as Wentz, but I think he's just as good of a quarterback as Wentz.
No, I agree. I mean, he's a backup for a reason, you know.
Systems make you look worse than you are sometimes.
Yeah, okay,
everyone looks bad under Jeff Fisher.
Okay, so let's talk about the Eagles' strengths. Like, what do they need to do well?
Well, they have a good defense, and they need to use that strength. They need to use that defense. They need to play kind of like they did against the Raiders when they had that 5 turnovers. Are they going to have that? It's very possible.
Right.
Matty Ice is very susceptible to turning the ball over. Now, run game, they got Ajayi, man. That dude is...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where he went, Ajayi, yeah.
That dude is something special. That dude could break off at any time for a touchdown. I mean, he's pretty special. They got Blount. He doesn't really get the ball very much, but he's always a good goal line back.
Yeah.
And the receiving core, everyone in that receiving core, I feel like, can go to the Pro Bowl or has been to the Pro Bowl, except for, like, they're most likely the guy who's been emerging since Foles has been in. Nelson Aguilar. This guy, you know, since Foles has been in, he's really been emerging, is kind of a Foles favorite, and the guy's good. And not to mention...
Well, he runs a lot of deep routes, or...
They've been hitting him on deep routes, and he's really just been seeing most of the passes. And then you got, obviously, when you have that guy playing well, and you have Alshon Jeffery and Torrey Smith on the field, I mean, how do you lose?
No, I agree.
You can play quarterback in that offense.
Well, that's why I'm leaning towards him. I mean, the Eagles, they have a stout defense, too.
Yeah, that defense can get turnovers when they need to.
So... And then, of course, the Falcons, they need to air it out. I mean,
need to air it out.
It's pretty obvious what they need to do.
I mean, they have a good
Julio
run.
Jones.
They have a good run game, you know, with Freeman. I mean, I love the guy. He's great.
Right.
He's a great running back. And, obviously, Julio Jones. I mean, enough to be said about him and Sanu. I mean,
yeah,
they're amazing.
Mohamed Sanu.
But
yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know about Matty Ice. You know, I think he's susceptible to making some bad decisions.
All right, so who they got at running back?
Freeman and Coleman.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the Falcons.
Yeah.
And those are that's a good running back duel. But I mean, the Eagles don't have any bums at running back either.
Right.
So.
All right. So, who's your pick?
I told you the Eagles.
Okay, the Eagles. All right, yeah. I'm going with the Eagles too. What's your score?
I gotta say it's gonna be something. It's gonna be sloppy. I'm saying 20-10.
All right. I'm going 27-24, Eagles. Late field goal. I think the Falcons will hang around, you know.
All right,
so let's get to the night game. 7:15
Saturday on CBS. We got the Titans and the Patriots.
Yeah. Okay. I think we all know where. I mean, I assume everyone. You know, it's pretty obvious where we're gonna go.
Let's
talk about the teams first.
I think you should probably, when that game starts about 7:20, 7:20 p.m., you should probably call, and again, these are central times, but at 7:15 p.m. central time, I think you should call 911 and report a murder.
Oh, you think it's going to be that bad? It's going to be worse than my voice
right
now?
Foxborough, yeah.
It's going to be worse than my voice right now.
There might be a murder here at Foxborough. I mean, these Titans, this is a bad team. I don't know how they were able to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs, they should probably fire everybody after that. I mean, I love Andy Reid, but they should probably fire everyone after that. The Titans are a horrible team.
Yeah, but I think that...
And the Patriots are going to destroy them.
Yeah, but probably. But you got to give Marcus Mariota credit. I mean, He's taking that. He's taking that team on his back at times. He literally picks up like just first downs on his own. Like Delanie Walker's a decent tight end.
Decent. You know? He's very good tight end.
Yeah.
And Hunter's running the ball well too, but. I don't think they can keep it up.
I'm just saying, don't be surprised if they stay around.
I'm saying the Patriots are very susceptible to lots of errors. Their defense is god awful,
and of course,
and the receiving core is a bunch of bums. But I mean, for the most part. But I still think you know.
Well, you got to give the Titans credit. That was a good comeback win.
It was a good comeback win.
We both didn't see it coming.
But this is the end of the line. It was a good comeback win against the Chiefs, but this is the end of the line with the Patriots. It's going to be a murder.
All right. So what's your take on? Let's just talk about the Patriots defense. What do you think about the James Harrison addition?
That's probably their only chance of stopping the run at all.
Yeah.
Because they can't stop the run. Their linebackers, besides James Harrison, are garbage.
Right.
The guys that are playing right now are
garbage. No, I agree. I think that
their
was front a huge.
Their 4 isn't very great either.
I think that was a huge addition that could. Reap benefits as we go on in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been around. He seems to be one of those guys where he's, you know, he just all around the ball. Yeah. He's kind of like Posluszny for Jacksonville. You don't know how he gets there. He's just there.
Yeah, he's not very fast, but somehow he's been holding up in coverage. It looks like so. I mean, the Patriots don't have a good roster. They don't have a good roster. But
yeah, but they have Gronk and Brady, and that's all
Gronk,
that matters.
They have Gronk, they have Brady, and they do have a good running back stable. But I mean,
and their line is good, like always.
It's okay, but I mean that defense is garbage. But I think they can outscore anybody, and I think the Titans.
Well, who's their running?
Are going to self-destruct?
Who's their running?
I mean, that running back stable. Like I can't say enough about it. You got Rex Burkhead.
Okay.
You know he can. He's that goal line back. I mean you can't stop him at the goal line. Then you have White.
James White. That's who I was thinking of.
He's good. Yeah. He's good out of the backfield. I mean, you can always toss him the ball. He's a very good receiving back.
And then
you have Deion Lewis. Yeah. And you can't say enough about Deion Lewis. This dude's getting about 100 yards a game. And when Burkhead is out, he was punching it in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I loved him in fantasy football this year. He was getting me 32 points. I mean, yeah. I single-handedly took third place in the league just because of him. He is a beast.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about the Patriots is it's kind of similar to like the Spurs and stuff. Like if you look at where like half their roster seems like come from. They're either undrafted or they're hidden gems.
Or from the Browns.
You know? Like, was James White even... I don't think James White was even drafted. I don't know 100% for sure, but he wasn't sure. If he was drafted, it wasn't high, you know?
The Patriots have this thing of taking people that are not very athletic and making them Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you really don't understand it, but, I mean, you can't knock what you see. The product they put on the field wins football games, and that's what the business is.
Yeah. All right, so let's just get to the score. What do you...
I'm saying 31-7.
31-7?
31, I take that back, 31-10.
31-10, New England?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to make it a little closer. I'm going to do 24-13.
You could make it whatever you want, it's not going to be close.
24-13. New England. All right, so let's just get to the Jaguars and the Steelers. Noon kick on CBS Sunday afternoon.
You know the Jaguars tore up last time they played. They tore up.
Yeah, they won by 21 points.
They tore up.
They caused five turnovers. They had Ben Roethlisberger sitting there in the press conference debating whether he should retire. And this week, Frank, I don't know if you heard the news, but this week he actually said that Jacksonville had one of the best defenses he's ever played against. And that's high praise considering he's a future Hall of Famer. And, you know, the stats back it up. I mean, 55 sacks. You know what I'm saying? They get a couple picks a game. They got two against the Bills. And I see them getting a couple more. And I see Blake. Picking up the passing a little bit, you know. He became, I think it was like the fourth person to have rushed for more than he passed in a win. First since Michael Vick or something like that. The stat's similar. I know it's first since Michael Vick. And the fact of the matter is that everyone knows who I'm going to pick, so that's why I'm trying to explain.
Are you done with your love affair of the Jacksonville
Jaguars? No, I'm just explaining before I make my pick.
All right, well, the way this is going to go, the Steelers got torched by the Jags last time they played. Ben Roethlisberger threw 5 interceptions. 3 of them were when he targeted Antonio Brown. He forced the ball all around the field. That's not going to happen again. Ben Roethlisberger is a true professional. He's not going to throw 5 interceptions again. And they forced the ball. They're not going to force the ball. You know what they're going to give it? They're going to give it to Le'Veon Bell. And he is going to torch you guys. He's going to torch those Jacksonville Jaguars on the ground. And he's not. No. They're going to run the ball. Le'Veon Bell was leading.
Our line is better than you think.
To the last week, Le'Veon Bell was leading the NFL in rushing, to the last week. And then Antonio Brown, one of the best, he was almost leading most of the year. He might have even won it then, Antonio Brown, for passing yards. I mean, they got the best receiver in the game. They got the best running back in the game right now. And they're going to run the ball against Jacksonville. Can't stop them. I saw what Shady did against last week. They're not going to be able to stop them. They're going to run the ball, and they're not going to throw interceptions, and Jacksonville just can't win this game. The Steelers are the far superior team.
Far superior is a strong word. They are superior, and
far
I think that the weather also is in their favor. The fact that it'll be 20 degrees, because it'll also be harder. It'll be harder for Blake Bortles, and they're probably gonna put a spy on Blake. You know,
how do you win football games?
Defense, and you pound the rock,
and you run the ball.
That's why I said pound the rock.
That's what the Steelers are going to do. They're going to pound the rock, and they're going to play defense, and Jacksonville is going to get swallowed up.
Okay, so how many touchdowns has Ben have then? Since you're saying run, but it's Ben.
One.
Okay. Le'Veon Bell. Oh, did you hear about Le'Veon Bell? He's getting all...
He might sit out next season.
Yeah, he said he may retire if he gets franchised again.
We know he's not going to do that. He's going to play... And that's just bullshit.
So
he's full of bullshit. That's all there is to it.
Hidden agenda there for this game. Yeah. All right, let's get to the pick. Who do you got?
Yeah, it kills me inside, but I'm gonna pick the Steelers.
Okay. What's your score?
17-14. It's gonna be old school football, right there.
All right. I'm picking Jacksonville. 21-14. They get a pick six late, and the media starts to fall in love with Jacksonville because they take down Ben Roethlisberger, and they set up a great matchup with the defense versus Tom Brady in the second round.
And that game's Sunday at 12:05 and CBS.
Yeah. All right. Last game, Saints Vikings.
Saints Vikings
on Fox Sunday.
3:40 p.m. Central Time on Fox Sunday. And we've got the Saints Vikings. This game is the hardest to pick because these are two outstanding franchises. The winner of this is going to go to the Super Bowl for the NFC. The Eagles and the Falcons, no matter who wins that game, do not have what it takes to beat either of these teams.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brees... You know, I was listening to something just today, I think, that people were saying that people think that he could actually lead the Saints to the Super Bowl. You know, I've been thinking about it. I'm like, maybe that's not such a far-fetched, proposition.
If they go to the Super Bowl, Drew Brees is one of the best of all time. He's obviously going to be a big part of it.
I mean, Ingram, Alvin Kamara.
Should be rookie of the year this year on offense. He has played lights out football.
Yeah, and they got that receiver. Was it Thomas?
Yeah, but
Michael Thomas, I think is his name.
This team runs through Kamara. Right
no,
now.
I'm just saying.
Kamara is what they that, win. Or they win or lose with Kamara.
This is also the hardest. This is the hardest pick for me. I haven't really super decided where I'll lean, and that's why I'm going to let you pick first.
So the way that this game's going to play is. Yeah, the Vikings have every reason to lose. They don't have the starting quarterback, but who the guy they got playing has been playing well.
Right.
They have, Keenum has been playing well. You know, they got...
Case Keenum, yeah, man. He's been unreal for Minnesota.
He's playing not Case Keenum-like, and it's awesome. And then you got...
I feel like he was underrated in college, too. He went to Houston, and I feel like he was just... ready for an opportunity.
Yeah, and he's got.
He finally got it.
I mean, he's got Thielen. I mean, he's got some. He's got lights out receivers.
Well, what's crazy is Minnesota technically doesn't. I heard that Minnesota doesn't really want to play him, but he's playing so good that they really can't take him out.
You can't take him out. I mean,
I
get Bridgewater's healthy, but
yeah,
you can't take Keenan out. He's playing way too well.
Yeah, they want to get. They want to bench him, but he's just playing too good. They can't. So. You know, the fact of the matter is Latavius Murray has been kind of, you know, up and down.
He's been playing ball. He's been
balling. Yeah, well.
And that defense is obviously stout as hell. That is a championship defense right there.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, Alvin Kamara, if he gets hurt, the Saints, we're going to fall apart.
You see this being a high-scoring game?
I do see this being a high-scoring game. And you know what? You know, I like to believe in, you know, happy endings.
Right.
And so the Vikings, the Super Bowl's in Minneapolis this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick the Vikings to win this game and end up obviously winning the conference championship and going to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to say the Vikings are going to win this game in a 31-28 game. Nail biter comes down to the last second.
Is it 31-28 Minnesota?
Yep.
All right.
And it's a loss because Drew Brees throws an interception at the end. Clinching the game.
It's
Minnesota.
All right. I came in here saying I was going to pick Minnesota, and I kind of had a change of heart. I was back and forth all day, and I think I'm going to take Drew Brees. I think I'm going to take the Saints. I think it's going to be, you know, a high-scoring contest. I see them winning 35-24.
35-24, I don't think it's going to be that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very close
35-24. Drew Brees pulls away late and tries to cement his legacy with another Super Bowl. I told myself all week I was going to pick Minnesota, but for some reason today I'm having a change of heart. So this will make or break our game, really.
Yeah.
Because we're far apart on this.
Yeah.
So to recap, we're both taking the Eagles. We're both taking New England, and then I'm taking Jacksonville over Pittsburgh, and he's taking Pittsburgh, and then I'm taking New Orleans, and he's taking Minnesota.
Yep, and we all know who's going to win, let's be real.
But, no, I have to get my Bortles jersey dry cleaned, get it all pressed for you, and, you know.
You clearly drank way too much last night if you think that I'm going to lose. But anyway.
No, I'm just saying.
It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a great week of football. We see some good pounding, running the ball, rock, and we're gonna see some good defense. You know, the Steelers, the Jaguars.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a defensive battle.
Tennessee's gonna be a good game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, until the Patriots wake up and destroy them, and then you know you're gonna see real football. Minnesota,
I feel like it
brings a tear to my eye. How beautiful the Saints and Minnesota Vikings game is gonna be. It is gonna be the football.
I know that's
it's gonna
why I'm
be
picking
your,
Saints.
It's gonna be your grandfather's football, like your grandfather or your father. Grew up watching. That's the kind of football what you're going to see when you see this Minnesota New Orleans Saints game, and it's going to be beautiful. And I recommend everyone watches that game because it's going to be one for the ages.
All right, and don't be surprised, Frank, if Tennessee is within striking distance in the fourth quarter. Don't be surprised.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Don't be surprised.
That's ridiculous.
All right, so let's do our sensible and cynical thought. You go.
So I'm going to be sensible. You know, this NFL season, for lack of a better term, has completely sucked. We've had a lot of stars. We had the whole kneeling thing that sucked. We had the whole thing about Kaepernick that sucked. Then we had a lot of people that. Then we just had a lot of big stars. It was like almost a rule this year that if you were a big star, you were going to get hurt. But I'm gonna be very positive. I'm gonna be very sensible looking, and I think that it's finally good, and we're gonna see some positive. Going forward, we're going to see some good football being played here in the next few weeks. And my sensible thought is, please tune in because you're going to see some good games. It's very sensible to do so.
I'm going to go cynical, and it's going to be more toward the referees. I feel like the referee play, Frank, has been abysmal, average at best. No one knows what a catch is. You know, you can't go high, you can't go low, like, you know, and I've seen, when I've watched this season, I've seen people get flags for something that just looked like a headshot. And wasn't even, he missed. The guy, like Miles Jack, missed. And they called a flag on him missing because it looked like if he would have connected, it would have been a flag. But he didn't. But they still called it. Like, I think they're just flag happy, you know, with CTE going on and the lawsuit. And I think it's taken a toll on the game. And true, the games are games are good, but I think the games are good because the players are really good. You know, if the players weren't as good, I feel like the level of play has been at like almost an all-time high, or at least recently. But I just think I'm cynical because of the. I'm not a big fan of the refs. I feel like I feel like they need to be retrained. Like that Jeff Triplett, he's like the most senile old guy. Like I've ever seen, and for someone who's reffed as many games as he has, some of the calls he makes are ridiculous.
You know,
and you know, I don't even. He's not going to listen to this anyways. So, you know, that's my cynical thought is, you know, I'm just hoping that we get some, you know, consistent play, consistent calls. That's all I'm asking for when you get late into the season, consistency. From the referees.
You know, I don't fully blame the referees. I think the NFL
has been terrible, Frank. You can't tell me they haven't been.
But I think it's that they're in an environment to fail.
No one knows what a catch is.
I think the NFL rule book.
You go down, what's a football move?
I think the NFL rule book has set them up to fail. I think in the offseason they need to take the NFL rule book, put it in a campfire, burn it, and restart over. Well, this offseason, yeah. Rewrite the thing. So these refs have clear indication on what they're supposed to be doing, and they can make cleaner thoughts. I think the NFL really let them down. I'm not saying that there were a lot of bad calls, especially in the playoffs, but I think that they should definitely make it easier for them by giving them a clear rule book.
All right, thank you for listening to Sensibly Cynical, and enjoy the games.
Have a great game.